Watch, protesters rush stage during Joe Biden's Super Tuesday speech. By Amy Farr on March 3, 2020. Anti-dairy protesters rushed the stage on Super Tuesday as former Vice President Joe Biden, D, celebrated his primary election victories from Los Angeles, California. "Let dairy die. Let dairy die. Let dairy die," one of the protesters shouted as she held up a sign with a cow's face printed on it. Biden's wife stood next to him as a security guard took hold of the woman and escorted her off the stage while the crowd booed. Moments later, another protester rushed the stage and shouted "Let dairy die" several times and also held up the same sign. She was quickly removed, and both women were escorted from the room. The protesters appear to belong to an organization called Direct Action Everywhere, a vegan group that seeks to exclude, as far as is possible and practicable, any products or services derived from the exploitation of non-human animals, according to its website. The dairy industry is one of the cruelest forms of animal exploitation and our governments are endorsing it, a Let Dairy Die Facebook event page read. The page continued. Mother cows have their babies ripped away after birth and endure a cycle of forced impregnation until their production levels decrease to where they are no longer profitable and then they are sent to slaughter. Baby cows are killed for veal, if male, and exploited for dairy, if female. We must call attention to this injustice. The dairy industry must be held accountable for animal cruelty and damaging our planet. Weeks ago, vegan protesters also disrupted Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT rally in Carson City, Nevada, to demand that he stop propping up the dairy and other animal agriculture industries. At one point in the incident, a topless woman ran on stage and poured what appeared to be a red liquid on herself as she shouted, "Bernie, let dairy die." No matter what political stances we hold, we must nonviolently demand that those in power directly and firmly address the plight of the animals, the planet, and the future of all life on Earth, the group wrote.